your son, if he has the same appearance, you'd say that
he looks like me or something. That's what you're trying to get at.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, and he was born, how was he delivered, your son?
They're up here in the hospital.
Okay. And were you born in a hospital?
I don't think so.
Who, do you know who?
Well, no. I had a country doctor come to the house, and I was born there.
Did they have such things as midwives, nurses?
Oh, yeah, you bet. In fact, they still have.
Okay. So, is that what they would call?
Yeah.
It's?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting to say midwife for them. Did they ever say anything like, what is it, granny woman or anything like that?
No.
They just
no, they're midwives or neighbors, whichever you want to go for.
Okay. Maybe you can tell me.
The only grannies that we ever had in that kind of category was back in the railroad days when we had the blacks here. Why, there were several grannies, but other than that, the whites in our area, there wasn't. I never saw a black man until I got here.
Oh, really?
No kidding.
But they would call, the blacks would call midwives grannies.
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. This lady right over here is your
wife,
and you're her
husband, I hope.
Okay. And when did you become man and wife?
Oh, we back in when about 1936. Uh-huh. It's been a day or two ago.
So, where did that happen?
In Black Hills, South Dakota.
Now, was it done civilly or?
Yeah, justice of peace. Yeah, we run off, you see. We went to a dance over here to our family community and dashes over there, goes back. And we had quite an awakening on that situation. When we came back from our honeymoon, we go up to my folks' place. And so my mother met us at the door and she says, "Have you seen your folks?" "Gosh, no, we haven't seen our folks." "Why, what's the matter?" "Well, her mother's in the hospital." Yeah. God, we were all shook. So we went down to the hospital and seen her mother and got everything all straightened out there. And so then, being there wasn't anybody out the ranch but her dad and her brothers, we decided we'd stay at our place. So that's the way we started our honeymoon at home.
That's great. But what is the ceremony, or when you ran off to get
married?
Okay, and if some people do it civilly, and other people get married in a what's it called?
In a church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a preacher at a church would preach a
marriage ceremony.
Uh huh. And if it were just a regular weekly service, they'd call it a
sermon.
All right. Here's another term. The divine being above, you'd call him?
The Holy Father, whatever you want to call him. I call him the Lord. What do you call him?
I'm interested in a three-letter word that starts
him,
with a G.
Him. Oh, God. Well, him or whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a piece of paper to coach him.
That's fine. The first four books of the New Testament are?
Oh, you got me there. I don't know.
Okay. I need you to pronounce
Matthew.
Okay, and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and
I haven't got it.
Short for Jonathan would be
John.
There we go. And